KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's cloudy, windy, and 31 degrees, but it feels more like 18 degrees with winds northwest at around 20 to 25 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with a check of KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. Members of the CAM School District's retiring school board will hold their last meeting tonight before turning over the reins to the newly elected board. During their 6:30 p.m. meeting in the CAM High School Superintendent's office, the retiring board will act on accepting the abstract of election and the treasurer's annual report for fiscal year 2019. Afterward, the board will adjourn and the annual organizational meeting of the new board will be called to order. New board members will be administered the oath of office, followed by the election and oath of office to the board president, vice president, and secretary treasurer. The board will then act on administrative matters, among them the setting of the date of meetings and times and locations, meeting of depositories or naming of depositories, official publications, the designation of legal counsel, and other such matters. The board is also expected to discuss facility projects, open enrollment applications, and resignations. They'll act on approving the disposal of a bus through sealed bids as well. Early Saturday morning, the Fremont County Sheriff's Office arrested two people on drug charges. Authorities say at around 3 a.m., deputies made contact with the 2020 Hyundai Elantra parked in the 1200 block of Main Street in Hamburg. The Fremont County K-9 Roby was deployed, leading to a search of the motor vehicle. And during the search, deputies discovered about 1/2 ounce of methamphetamine, as well as drug paraphernalia. Two people in the vehicle were arrested, 37-year-old Amanda Gordon of Omaha and 39-year-old John Long of Little Elm, Texas, were taken into custody for possession with the intent to deliver more than 5 grams of methamphetamine and a possession of drug paraphernalia, along with failure to affix a drug tax stamp. Both were being held without bond over the weekend, pending an initial appearance before the magistrate. The Iowa DNR was investigating a manure discharge from a cattle operation in northern Cherokee County after receiving multiple complaints on Friday. DNR staff confirmed that manure runoff from the Tentlinger feedlot is reaching a tributary of Bear Creek about 4 miles northeast of Cleghorn. DNR staff was working with the owner to stop the discharge over the weekend. The investigation was ongoing, but DNR staff think the runoff from recently land-applied manure is responsible, and they did not see any fish in the stream, either dead or alive. The DNR will consider any appropriate enforcement actions. Iowa State University Extension dairy specialist says stress continues to be an issue for milk producers trying to deal with low prices. Larry Trannell is also a psychologist.
We've seen a lot of cycles in dairy over time, but we really haven't seen one that had this big of a tail on it where it lasted, you know, 2, 3, 4 years with the low prices. And so we actually take a look at this stress. Even though the dairy prices have come back somewhat, we still find that the stress itself is going to have a pretty long tail on it as families try to recover from it.
Dr. Trannell says the extended issues with low prices have taken a toll on dairy producers.
I'm seeing a level of stress that I probably haven't seen in my 30-year career. So when we take a look at just how the magnitude of the stress, I would definitely say it's at a very high level for the most part. Some have weathered the storm actually quite well, but there's a lot of people that just really have a hard time.
He says dairy farmers are caught between a rock and a hard place.
They can't afford to get out for the asset values, but they really can't afford to stay in either because of some cash flow issues that have lingered on for quite some time.
He says the long-term nature of the dairy industry issues can take a toll.
When people have like things what we call acute stress, like you have a barn fire or tragic accident or something just happens real quickly, you don't have time to prepare for it. But when you have this chronic stress, you know, just day in, day out for 4 or 5 years in a row, dealing with that, that's kind of the stress that really kind of eats at people's nerve endings and just gets them more irritable.
Trannell says that one of the techniques he recommends for people dealing with those situations is to write things down. He says it allows them to address the issues and move ahead.
As we do farm couple getaways, where we bring in these farm couples to try to, you know, deal with communication issues, set goals on the farm, trying to transition themselves out of so much stress, the biggest thing they come back with, the fact that you made us write this down is what got us going to the next step. And if you wouldn't have made us write this down, we'd be talking about this like we did for the last 20 years.
Trannell made his comments at a recent Iowa Farm Bureau annual meeting. And former Iowa Congressman and businessman Berkley Bedell has died at the age of 98. Tom Bedell said his father died Saturday after suffering from a stroke earlier in the week. Berkley Bedell represented Northwest Iowa's 6th District in the U.S. House of Representatives from 1975 to 1987. He also founded Pure Fishing, a fishing tackle business based in Spirit Lake. Iowa Democratic Party Chair Troy Price and 4th District Chair Penny Rossford said in a statement that Bedell fought hard to protect farm families in times of crisis and to help the middle class. In our funeral announcements, Helen Ritchie, age 93, of Panora, died Friday at Mercy One Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Helen Ritchie will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. Cecilia Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Kelly Dean Paulson, age 52, of Exira, died Thursday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Kelly Dean Paulson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Diane Anderson, age 80, of Avoca and formerly of Harlan, died Thursday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Diane Anderson will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Sandra Sue Warden, age 69, of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday. A celebration of life visitation and luncheon for Sandra Warden will be at the Guthrie County, or rather the Guthrie Activity Center at 209 State Street in Guthrie Center this Saturday at 2 o'clock. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is in charge of the arrangements. Marilyn Jacobson, age 87, of Fontenelle, died Thursday at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. Funeral services for Marilyn Jacobson will be December 16th at 10:30 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Jean Mikalski, age 87, of Audubon and formerly of Atlantic, died Friday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Services for Jean Mikalski are pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Pauline M. Haynes, age 90, of Oakland, died Sunday at the Oakland Manor. Services for Pauline Haynes are pending. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland is assisting the family. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.